You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The government has announced it will be repealing the Three Waters program, criticising the co-governance element of the program, which would have given Māori with mana whenua to the area a 50% presence on strategic oversight boards. It would also have shifted management of drinking, waste and stormwater services into 10 large independent entities. National, ACT and New Zealand First voted in favour of repealing the program, while Labour, the Green Party and Te Pāti Māori were opposed. I spoke to Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson, about the potential impacts of the government's repeal on the council and how it will affect its planning of water infrastructure, particularly in light of climate change and the severe weather events we saw last year. Here is that interview. Did you view Three Waters as a necessary step in bolstering and protecting Tāmaki Makaurau's water infrastructure heading into the future?
Yeah, I think something had to change in kind of the water space. We've still got 100-year-old pipes all over the place here in Auckland. And as tough as we're going to do it, there are cities and rural communities in particular across the country that are really going to really be struggling into the future. So we definitely need some government intervention to help out. From an Auckland perspective, our water bills to cover this kind of capital work will skyrocket, frankly. And it's going to be really tough for people. So I think that we need to work on a solution. And I'm pretty encouraged that a solution's being worked on, but I'm still waiting for some more detail around how that looks for Aucklanders.
How do you think the repeal of Three Waters will impact Tāmaki Makaurau, particularly in light of incidents such as the one we saw in Parnell last year?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of Three Waters, there was sort of widespread discontent among large sections of the ratepayer base out here in Auckland. But it was a solution. It may not have been perfect in a lot of ways, but it was a solution that was off the shelf and ready to go a little bit. Again, I'm looking at sort of where the detail is going to come from central government on kind of the next steps, what they're looking at, and whether we can, you know, because Parnell's a really good example, right? We're having pipes crack and all kinds of things at the moment. Climate change is really going to accelerate our needs in this process as well. So I just encourage us all to keep working around the table and knocking out a solution that's going to work, especially for Auckland.
Will Auckland Council be working with the government on alternative approaches to protecting Tāmaki Makaurau's water infrastructure?
Oh, 100%. So I think we're really encouraged, frankly, that our water infrastructure will remain in kind of public ownership and ratepayer ownership. That's great. But, you know, how does that look in terms of maintenance and costs and things like that? Auckland Council, we've always been committed to getting around the table with central government and smashing it out. So that's kind of our approach, yeah.
Is the council concerned about what the repeal of the Three Waters program means for the safety of Tāmaki Makaurau in terms of the health of its water?
Yeah, well, I think the one thing I'd like to really incorporate from the Three Waters program that's since been abandoned is kind of the water standards work that had been done, which we can guarantee clean, safe drinking water into the future. That's something that we're really proud of in Auckland, and we have always been holding ourselves to a very high standard on that. That's the sort of thing we've got to guarantee and continue for future generations. So having some sort of regulation, I thought, was actually quite a handy tool. So, yeah, that's one of the things we've got to work through, yeah.
In West Auckland, the Te Atatū Marae Coalition plans to build a marae on the Te Atatū Peninsula, and it's been a long time in the making. Can you tell us a bit more about the significance and the progress of this?
Oh, mate, yeah, it's fantastic. Huge celebrations here in Te Atatū. Obviously, in terms of building the marae, we still have to try and find funding and we still have to actually build it, right? But we passed the lease over just this week, and that's a huge step forward for something that's over 50 years in the making. We've got Komata and Kuia here in Te Atatū that not even around anymore to see kind of the hard work that they've done over decades, right? So we're kind of doing it for them too. It's just a really special moment for us all here in West Auckland, and we can't wait to keep moving forward.
That was Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson, speaking to me about the government's recent repeal of Three Waters and the impacts this will have on the council.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.